All right. We now move on to the next item on the agenda, which is task force reports. And the first report is the one I have to give you, and that is on the Hong Kong Island Task Force progress. We've had one meeting since we last met, which was on the 29th of February. And we were tasked with discussing, first of all, metered parking for coaches in Quarry Bay. This is an ongoing saga. This isn't just, obviously, Quarry Bay. This is an issue that we face as a commission. Parking, not just coach parking, but parking generally on the waterfront. I think it's fair to say this is an ongoing trial. And as you see, the coaches that are being parked on the site are being shifted off the area around North Point where they were causing nuisance. We agreed that they could continue to use the site for 7 months, you will see. So we weren't very generous. We were pretty strict in terms of how long we would tolerate this particular use. One thing that we were concerned about in particular was that to make sure that, A, the coaches were using it, the site, and so we want that monitored closely, and also they are the coaches that are potentially would cause the problem in North Point if they weren't parked on this site. So we've been fairly tough, and there have been a couple of other applications recently where we've been very tight on time limit. There was one where we only granted a year because we feel we need to force this issue, if you like, in terms of alternative long-term arrangements. And the temporary situations are temporary and are not to be tolerated indefinitely. Urban design study, Wan Chai North and North Point. We've had various engagements with the planning department. We made some suggestions on the engagement exercise, stage two of the engagement exercise, where we felt that they should make sure that they engage with the hinterland, not just those who are resident on the along the waterfront. Winning ideas from the design ideas competition should be fed into the discussion. Water sports, again, was a major focus, and what should happen in that basin adjacent to the yacht club. And we felt that there should be more and closer consideration of water-based activities in the study. Views were taken on board, and they're going to report back when they've reflected and come up with what they believe to be an enhanced solution. Also, they're going to come back with, obviously, the outcome of the Stage 2 public engagement exercise. Reassembly of Queen's Pier, obviously, long awaited, but potentially sensitive and potentially open to comment and public view, if you like. Development Bureau, to be fair, and the Engineering Department came up with what I think the task force thought was quite a viable solution in terms of the reassembly of Queen's Pier. There were three alternative schemes, but essentially they were all very similar. We commented on those designs. One thing we did say to them was there was the need to engage with the community. This obviously is a very sensitive topic, and they took that on board, and there is an engagement exercise going on at the moment, which was launched on the 18th of March. Christine, we might like to send round to members the design. I think it would be of general interest to members the proposed design for the Queen's Pier. It's a commission issue as much as it is a task force issue. The boardwalk, the famous boardwalk underneath the Island Eastern Corridor, that moves forward somewhat slowly. Again, we're now hindered by reclamation considerations. There are some minor works which do involve concrete structures in the water on the waterfront, which are deemed to be reclamation. So we have to engage as per the formula. We have to demonstrate overriding public need. That's ongoing. As a gesture, if you like, of commission support for the initiative, I took some members on a boat trip, which was organised to publicise and raise public awareness. I'm not sure to what extent it did, but We did issue a press release after we'd made the visit. Again, I think this is, you know, we're going to have to learn from these particular types of challenges, if you like. This is our first run, if you like, at doing anything which is affected by PHO, and it seems to be very tortuous and somewhat convoluted. So hopefully we can review, I think, after we've completed the exercise, whether there's any way of streamlining the exercise, because essentially it's adding the best part of 2 years to the programme. Proposed short-term tenancies, government land. This is for the Formula E event. Obviously important to Hong Kong. Can be achieved with minimum disruption to the central waterfront. Obviously during the event there will have to be fences and security around the site. But and there's some minor roadworks alteration required. It is an opportunity, and Paul and I agreed on this, as you know. Ultimately, we want to see that area largely pedestrianised, if you like, or certainly the car removed in a major way. And post, obviously, the event, there's a chance to reinstate things, I think, in a far better way than we find today. But that obviously is a major event, and that's October the 8th, I believe. Yes, October the 8th. Yeah. And then finally, Kennedy Town, which I mentioned to you earlier, the issue of the ground decontamination and the park and the trees, Cadogan Street Temporary Garden, which is a little more than a temporary garden. It's got a lot of mature trees in it, which seem to be doing very well on decontamination. I think task force remain to be convinced that we really need to get rid of this park. And planning department, as you see, have been invited to review the future land use of the garden site. Obviously, in the other areas where you're going to develop, you have to remove the decontamination. But that did seem to members of the task force that we were really overdoing it, if you like, or we really were pushing it too far, if you like, in terms of wanting to see the park removed as well. Because the level of decontamination is not very high in the park, it is high elsewhere. So that's the list of things we considered. Quite a busy programme, quite a lot of major items going on. Members, any comments, any views? Please, Paul.
It's 2 points. The first point is the I believe at this meeting we also had a presentation by the WPI students, and I'm not seeing that in this report. It was a Harbourfront General issue, but it was presented at the Hong Kong Island Task Force because of timing. In that presentation, they showed how much of the waterfront has a continuous promenade. How much has been added in the last, since 2007, the last time the Harbour Business Forum conducted a survey, and from the available information, how much looks to be added by 2021. And it appears that less than 5 kilometres has been added since 2007, and between now and 2021, it looks like we're only going to add another 2.8 kilometres. In terms of continuous waterfront promenade, so which is very limited, given that there is another, but looks like another 27 kilometres to go if we exclude the military sites and the container and oil ports. So the question that was raised in that meeting was really towards the harbour unit to come up with a more clear kind of like program for how and when we can expect the various bits of waterfront to become continuous promenades open to the public, or as much as possible continuous. And the second point raised by the students was, for the time being, whether appropriate temporary detours could be created to allow some of the gaps to be temporarily resolved, but people are directed towards the next section of the waterfronts. So I hope that information and the questions that were raised is not going to be lost by the fact that it wasn't reported here today to the Commission, because I think the intention was originally to have the Commission as a whole benefit from this information. And I hope we can have some discussion over that with Harbour Unit of how we are going ahead with that. My second point, Chairman, is the investment in the Formula E. In this Commission for many, many years, I think Harbour Front Enhancement Committee and then in the Commission, we have urged for the Long Kung Road to become a boulevard with appropriate boulevard design style, not a highway design style. And that has not been done. One of the things was that highways department and the contracts were issued and the road was built and was going to be built according to the contract, to the agreements with the contractors. And now we have a decision to put a Formula E in place by the Tourism Commission. And lo and behold, the entire road is being reshaped. Money is being poured in, but still we're not making it a boulevard. So we're not using the opportunity even to make it a boulevard. I would say even I'm a little bit disappointed, my disappointment goes further than that. How come that when we make proposals here, nothing happens and somebody wants a Formula E racetrack on the waterfront and it comes down from the top, it gets done right away? I mean, what's the value of this commission? If we can make proposals here, nothing gets ever done. But if somebody else comes from the outside, can have a Formula E racetrack and everything can be changed overnight. The trucks are in there, the road is being reshaped, concrete barriers everywhere, but we still don't get a boulevard. So I am deeply disappointed and with the fact that we get ignored, but a Formula E racetrack can go ahead. I don't mind the Formula E racetrack, but can we also get a boulevard and get all the enhancement that we've called for so long? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Apologies on the students' work, you're right. In fact, I was going to talk about it under any other business because it is, as you say, a commission item as against a task force item. But what we'll do is we'll circulate the students' work to all commission members and then we can you can see what they've done. It was a very, very thorough piece of work and I think was illuminating in the sense it did show we've still got an awful lot to do. And I think onus is on Harbour Unit to indicate the priority, I think, in terms of the next areas that we can add in terms of public access, because it's all about getting people to the water and along the water, and that must be the priority. But Christine, maybe you could just comment on both the students' work and also on the reshaping of the roads. My understanding is that it's minimal, and I think we're spending 20 million or something of that order, but perhaps you can comment. Thank you.
I think Paul has correctly pointed out that it's only because of the massive interest of time that we actually put the students' presentation to the Hong Kong Task Force. The issues that they actually brought up is indeed the purview under the main commission. And because we sort of did this progress report based on the 22 action areas, and that's why it wasn't reported in the progress report, and apologies for that, but definitely the discussion will properly record it in the minutes. And we intend to actually follow that up, just like we did with the last year's one. Last year, the Institute also did a very interesting and thorough study on al fresco dining. And indeed, we are following that up as well, although it takes time to track all these details and issues. So please be assured that those discussions would be properly recorded, and then we could also suitably bring up to the Commission for further discussion. And then for the road works, I understand from TC and Emily May supplement is that it's actually for the events of like a short-term nature, and that's why after deliberations government departments regard that as safe and proper and under the scope of the work that they can manage to make as minor adjustments to existing roles. But what mentioned or proposed has always been reflected to highways, and I believe that they need time before the at least until after the completion of the bypass to understand the whole district sort of transport transport needs and traffic needs to assess how best to take forward that proposal. So I think the proposal has always been here, and we've never forgotten about that. It's just a matter of time that the departments will have to review holistically whether it's a suitable juncture to do that sort of change and how so to introduce that changes. And I think the formula E modifications are more of a minor nature and ad hoc as well.
Thank you, Chairman and Christine, for the clarifications. Yes, for the Tourism Commission, we are not the organizer of the Formula E event, but on behalf of the government, we are facilitating the organization of this major event, which will bring a lot of benefits to Hong Kong. So while the organizer will be responsible for staging the event, at the course, etc., the government is responsible for doing a bit of minor works to ensure the safety of the road circuit, which will protect the safety of both the drivers, the racers, as well as the spectators. So the government is spending about 20 million on that minor road works, which will not reshape the Long Wall Road sections, but there will be just a very minor road widening in certain sections. If members need the further information, we can provide those maps which has been already presented to the task force or the commission earlier. Thank you.
Paul?
Yeah, just very briefly, if I'm glad that the government is willing to provide information. Maybe we can have information on both the roadworks that have been implemented for the racetrack and the roadworks that we have been asking for, which was basically the central concrete barriers to be replaced with planters, finished with granite stone. And we've given examples for that. And basically for those two, maybe we can have the costing next to each other and the amount of work to be required. I believe the amount of work that's being done for the minor works for the racetracks is far in exceedence of the request we've put in, which is replacement of the central barriers. Thank you.
Well, Tourism Commission, you've agreed to supply the first set of information, so perhaps you can do that.
Yes, sure.
Thank you very much. And I think to be fair to Highways, as Christine has said, they've always said that they need to assess the position post opening of the Central Wan Chai bypass. So I think we can ask for it, but I think we can ask for it when the Central Wan Chai bypass is open. That's the time for them to produce the solutions that we're looking for. Sorry, I've got two ladies putting up their hands. Please.
Also in relation to the E-formula race. At the time the presentation was made to us, the proponent explained that the walkway, I don't recall the name of the road, that the walkway runs along from over towards the Star Ferry, the blue metal bridge. They said that would be closed during the race. But I've had cause to go back and forward myself recently along that, and I just think that's a great shame and a wasted opportunity if that's closed. Of course, they were saying that safety considerations and all that, but I would imagine that it's possible to control the number of people going up there. It is probably one of the best views of the actual road itself. And to block it off, I would think, would cause a great deal of ill feeling, and especially as public money has been spent on this event, I think members of the public should, even if they have controlled numbers, have access to that bridge or walkway or whatever it's called. Thanks.
Thank you. Maggie? Sorry.
I'm just very interested as to why a concrete barrier down a middle of a road has to rely for any changes in it, really cosmetically, so that it looks better, on the opening of the bypass. I cannot see the connection.
Well, I think it's more than just a central divider. I mean, if it is a boulevard in the true sense of the word, you're looking at planting trees, vegetation.
Well, we've only ever asked for the divider and maybe a couple of trees, but we haven't asked for the road to be shrunk or anything, or, you know. completely. Well, we could. And maybe it should be once the bypass is open. But no, it was just simply making it look better.
Okay. Christine, maybe we can take this to Highways and say, can they advance their thinking? At least come up with some schematic designs.
I have to ask, but a relevant consideration with the speed, right? So I think it's not just trees or planters, but the speed and the safety of whether without the barrier, the acceptable speed could still be retained the same. So I think, I mean, of course, we can ask for a more detailed explanation, but my understanding is that they have safety concern, yes.
Chairman, if I just can immediately respond to that. Ms. Carrie Lam, about 10 years ago in Letchco, committed and has committed in this committee that this road will be a 50-kilometre road. Now, Highways Department had designed it to a 70-kilometre distributor road, but she has promised it with 50-kilometre road, and we have always discussed this as a boulevard. Now, Highways may continuously want to change that back to 70 kilometres, but, hey, I mean, we have an agreement. Can we not stick to it?
All right, can you take message back to Highways? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Yes, hand going up, please. Yes, please.
Sorry, Chairman. I just want to declare my potential conflict of interest because I'm representing the organiser as well. But I will not make any comments and I will not respond anything in this meeting.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, my fault. Can you be careful and declare interest at the beginning of these items? I should have asked you. No, it's not your fault. It's my fault. Before all the items, I will ask you to declare interest, if I may. Sorry, my fault. Could be embarrassing, and it's my fault. Sorry. Tourism Commission, just on the walkway, can you take that away and talk to the organisers about it?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Chairman. We'll inform the organiser of the comments made by members today, as regards that we will still also, I understand that the organiser will have to consult the police regarding the safety issues. But in any event, the organiser has already committed that the event will be opened for general public's participation. Not talking about that bridge, but they will have other areas open for general public that can access and enjoy the event. I'm sure it will ensure the enjoyment of the event as well as the harbourfront by the members of the public. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you.